Hello, I'm Sam Elmhurst, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2138, recorded on Wednesday, the 15th of September, 2021, bringing you a snapshot of local news in and around Norwich, with all articles taken from the Norwich Evening News. We would like to welcome new listeners Gracie Brown and Mrs. Anne Gibbs, both from Cothi, and Mrs. Valerie McGinn from Norwich, and Mr. James Linz, pronunciation rhymes with pins, from Stalham, and Mrs. Doreen Herrill from Saxlingham Nethergate. We do hope you enjoy our recordings. I'm joined in the studio by Ian Robertson, and we are ready to bring you the week's news stories and letters from the Evening News, Information Desk, and two features. One, a tribute to one of Norfolk's finest sons, and the other about the Norwich shoe trade. And at the end of the recording, we'll be a quarterly edition of the Norwich Citizen magazine, published by Norwich City Council, and so don't forget to keep listening. So let's start with some news stories, which include the success of the Sundown Festival, a suspected spiking attack in the city, and a child robot has been welcomed at the NNUH.
The organisers of Sundown Festival have hailed the event as a huge success, as it returned after a year away. After the Norfolk Showground event was cancelled in 2020, due to COVID, demand was very high for tickets and it was completely sold out, with 20,000 people attending each day. Among the big-name acts on the lineup across the weekend were Bugsy Malone, Rudimental and Becky Hill. A spokesman for Sundown Festival said, "To be back together again with our festival family at Sundown has been nothing short of incredible. It's been a long time coming, and it was definitely worth the wait. Our incredible audience have played a huge part in making this the most memorable Sundown Festival to date, and we can't wait to see everyone back at the Norfolk Showground in 2022. It is one of the final major UK festivals of the year, but it felt like the height of summer with the sun glaring down and the temperature in the 20s. Dressed in bucket hats, neon and everything in between, festival goers enjoyed some much-needed escapism.
A granddad has spoken of his horror after three masked men broke into his home, beat him and made off with more than £2,000 in cash. Peter Reynolds, 73, was left battered and bruised following the attack, which saw a trio of men in balaclavas force their way into his home in Bignold Road in Norwich. Once inside, they forced the retired shoe factory worker onto the floor, with two pinning him down and snatching a gold bracelet from his arm, while the other, armed with a machete, rooted through his drawers. The trio completely emptied Mr. Reynolds' home of all of his prized gold possessions, along with around £2,500 in cash he had been saving for a trip to Hemsby. And he said, "It was terrifying."
Schools have welcomed back pupils hopeful it will mark a return to near normality in the classroom. Children return for the first day of term to classrooms where restrictions have been lifted, with face mask requirements, rules on social distancing, and class bubbles scrapped. It follows a year disrupted by coronavirus, with some youngsters having not known anything but lessons under COVID measures. Some 45% of Norfolk parents were either very or quite worried about children heading back to the classroom, a survey found. Penny Shepherd, head teacher at Queens Hill Primary School in Cossey, said she had talked through the easing of measures with parents who were understandably cautious, but that the first day had seen children excited to be back. "I've been around every class and greeted with lots of smiley faces. The children are very keen to get back into learning," she said. we are still being very careful, making sure the children are washing their hands. Windows are all open, but it's starting to feel a bit more like it used to, which is fantastic. As we all find ways to live with COVID, we must strike the right balance, taking sensible precautions so that children can continue with their lives and their education.
A woman has spoken of her fear at seeing her son in an absolute state following a suspected spiking attack in Norwich. The 55-year-old from Norwich, who asked not to be named, said her son rang her at 3:30 a.m, telling her she needed to come and get him and that he couldn't walk straight. She said, "He's never ever done that before. As a 22-year-old student, he knows how to go out and get himself home." And the woman said her son and a large group of friends started in a pub where they had a few pints before moving to another venue where they had a couple more. His friends told him he was stumbling around and knocking into people, and that someone actually got so aggressive with him the group ended up getting kicked out. She added, "This is not a normal reaction from drinking 5 pints. He's over 6 foot and not a lightweight." Everyone else in his group was totally fine, and they were all drinking as much as each other. We were baffled until we saw the evening news article about the recent spate in drink spiking. The evening news has heard from multiple people they suspect being spiked on nights out in the city centre recently. One NNUH nurse woke up in A&E after collapsing outside the club, while a student said she began violently throwing up on the side of the street after her drink was tampered with. DrinkAware Chief Executive Elaine Hindle said, "Drink spiking is a heinous act and a criminal offence. And although most reported victims are women, men are targeted too, and so it's crucial everyone knows how to stay vigilant. To help avoid being spiked, never accept a drink from someone you don't trust, and never leave your drink unattended."
A site which was once at the heart of Norwich's telecommunications network has been put on the market for more than £2.5 million. And instead of housing the former BT repeater station, the Westwick Street lot already has planning permission for 42 swanky new riverside flats. Following planning permission being granted in 2017 and the building demolition finally being carried out over a year ago, the search is now on for an investor. With full planning permission in place, any potential developer would be required to follow designs set out by LSI architects or apply to the City Council to make amendments. These designs will see 42 new dwellings built across 3 blocks, with parking for both cars and bicycles and an access road for the site. Andrew High, Divisional Partner Commercial for Brown & Company, said the scheme provides 3 5-storey buildings with an attractive mix of 1- and 2-bedroom apartments, mostly with river views, together with 18 car parking spaces.
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has welcomed its newest member to the team, a child robot capable of simulating movement, speech and emotions. Hal is one of the world's most advanced paediatric patient simulators in the world and recently arrived at the technical skills department at Norfolk's biggest hospital. He was made by a company called GOMARD, which specialises in simulation for healthcare education and has colour-changing skin, interactive eyes and active facial expressions. These can mimic a range of different conditions and support patient monitoring such as ECG, defibrillation and blood oxygen readings. And not just that, he can also talk and move. According to a hospital spokesman, Hal is in fact so adaptable, he even supports emergency interventions, such as opening airways between a patient's lungs, needle compression, and chest tubes. His purpose is to help junior doctors practice treating and diagnosing young patients. A spokesman added, "The Norfolk and Norwich Institute for Multiprofessional Education, which opened 3 years ago, recently welcomed 10 delegates from across East England for a paediatric simulation course involving 6 scenarios throughout the day."
The BBC One show Antiques Road Trip was spotted filming in central Norwich. Philip Serrell, one of Antique Road Trip's resident experts, was filming inside All Saints Antiques and Collectibles in Wesselgate, Norwich. They had been filming during the morning in Ipswich before coming to Norwich, travelling in one of the show's vintage cars. They only went into one antique store in Norfolk. One of the sellers inside All Saints Antiques, who asked not to be named, said Mr. Serrell was very quick. Within 20 minutes he'd been around and knew what he wanted. He chose about half a dozen things he was interested in.